I mean, we want a Messiah with a big jawbone and a big guy that when he walks into the whole room, the whole valley shakes, and with a great army and powerful. This is what we want. There's nothing physically about this man. He didn't attract attention. We know that from many passages of Scripture. He didn't come that way. And that's a stumbling stone. He came that way on purpose. And the word is not a stumbling stone. You know what it is? He came as a snare. He came as a snare so that people would stumble. And he said, blessed are those who don't fall into that trap. Yeah, but I expected this. And you fall into the trap. You looked at him, and look what you expected, and it doesn't line up. And people want me to do a marriage type of series. If I do, it's just going to be brutal. It's going to be phenomenally grace and faith, but it's going to be brutal in the application of it. What we got here in my mind and what God has in store. It's just so many people stumble because they have here, and then they look at Jesus Christ and they say, no, and they stumble over him. Why didn't he come? Why didn't he come as a Roman general with a jawbone and a big chest and an army and 6'5", standing 6'5", and big hands and just a powerful voice? Ah, it'd been so easy. Why did he come as this nothing, as far as physical appearance, nothing appealing, nothing that you would have seen? There is the Messiah. There? No. He became a snare. And he came that way on purpose, people. And so many people fall, stumble over him. Oh, but look over here at this stone. This stone has the law. This stone tells us everything we need to do for righteousness. This stone tells us if we live here this way, do these sacrifices, this is appealing. I can do this. But the living stone, no.